We're at the NAFB convention, so tell me a little bit about some of the things you're discussing and really want people to take away.
Well, land values are of prime importance to whether they're farmers or landowners, because 80% of the total assets in agriculture is tied up in land. So whatever that land value is important to that farmer, because that's their livelihood and their well-being, financial well-being, as well as that landowner who's renting that farm. So it's a very important topic and what the trends are.
So what are some of the things that you're seeing and what should farmers know?
Yeah, well, land values over the last several years have been, you know, fairly steady with some downward pressure based on the farm economy. You know, lower farm incomes, lower commodity prices have put some stress on you know, farmers and therefore rents. And so the land values have reacted to that. But not as much as some, because there's just, or some would have thought, because there's not as much land on the market for sale. So it's a supply-demand market with not as much for sale. When good farms come up for sale, there's demand to buy those, and so the prices would stay fairly steady, and sometimes surprises how strong they might be, although they're down from, you know, 4 or 5 years ago at the peak.
What are some of the land value trends that you're seeing in the Midwest? Are they similar, or are they different across the Midwest?
Well, for good quality land across the Midwest, the Grain Belt, they're definitely in that steady to down a little bit range. You get lower quality land that's not as productive, doesn't yield as much, a little harder to farm. There's a little more pressure downward on those land values. Makes sense, because a farmer buyer, who's still the predominant buyer of land, is looking for the most efficient, the best, the most productive for the money they spend. And so are investors. So they're the lower quality, not as productive, isn't quite as strong.
How does this compare to previous years?
Of course, we had the run-up and historic run-up in land values earlier, a decade ago now, and to about 2013 or so. And then we've seen that gradual slow decline and softening. We're kind of in a plateau, and we're kind of wondering, is this the bottom, or will there be another downward move in the land values?
What do you think that you will see next year?
You bet. I think we'll just continue to see that gradual softening a little bit. Just from the basic farm economics would warrant that. A little higher interest rates coming down the road, not very fast, not very far, but that still will eventually take some effect on it. Also depends on how much land is on the market over the next year or so. Will there be more sold now than there was a few years ago? And are there enough buyers actively pursuing it?
Switching gears to cash rents for 2019, what are some of the things that you're seeing?
Well, we start looking at the cash rents with our farm operators going into harvest time or before then. And they were kind of probably be staying fairly steady, maybe a little downward pressure. Very similar to the last few years. You know, if they're priced right and they're fair for the landowner and the farmer, they'll fairly steady. If they've been too high, they'll come down some. If they've been too low, they could actually come up. So trying to hit that fair market for everybody.
As farmers are looking towards 2019, any advice for them when it comes to cash rent?
I think the good producers who do a good job of forward pricing, hedging their grain, taking advantage of the better sell times in the market, they're a little more aggressive. They have their risk management plan in place with crop insurance. They're pushing their pencil, you know, be very efficient. I farmed through the 80s and 90s, and that was all about being efficient with the capital you spent to get the most production. And I think today's farmers are mostly very good at that, and they're just weathering the storm right now, hoping for some better times.
Anything else you'd like to add in?
Well, it's going to be a kind of a very interesting year in 2019, where we got economic things going on, we got trade issues, hoping those get resolved, and if they do, what will that happen? If they don't, that lingering effect starts to cause some more things. So we're definitely going to be watching that in 2019.